Welcome to Distorted View Daily on this glorious Wednesday. Got a great program for you. Hope you enjoy our new theme song. Thought it was time for a change. Maybe something a little softer than normal. I like it, though. Don't you? She had two babies. One was 6 months, one was three. In the war of 44. Every telephone ring. Every heartbeat, stay what you thought it was, God calling her. Oh, would her son grow to know his father? I don't want to wait for this to be over. I want to know right now, what will it be? All right, fuck that shit. Let's get into the show. All right. I don't want to sit through another fucking theme song, another minute and a half of this. Let's just do the show, right? I'm in a weird mood today, freaks. I'm sorry. I do have a great show for you today. Shit. At the top of the program, got to say thanks to Jeffrey for sending in a link to Your Scars and Stripes, which is a blog for and by cutters. Oh, Jeffrey, you shouldn't have. An early Christmas present for me. I love cutters because they're so dramatic. And I just get the feeling that, you know, even though, you know, they usually cut their arms and then they wear sweaters all the time or something, you know, to cover it up. But I just have a feeling they want you to find the scars. You know what I mean? Like, you, sometimes they'll, like, roll up their sleeves or you'll see it on their back or something. And you just know that they're doing it on purpose. They like it when people notice. You know, they don't really want to kill themselves. If they wanted to, they would have done it already. At any rate, yourscarsandstripes.tumblr.com is a blog where girls just post pictures, basically, of you know, their handiwork. What's great is we caught this just in time because the latest post says, well, once again, they fucking win, right? They're always the victim. The people that don't get it, I've been reported and have to delete all the photos. So you better believe I'm going through every single one of these posts and saving them. We're going to have a whole cutter blog, right, on distortedview.com. Yeah, I like to collect photos of retards and girls cutting themselves. It's a hobby. I'm going to make a collage scrapbook. Alright. I will be deleting all these photos of self-harm later today, so if you're listening to the show early enough, go to your scarsandstripes.tumblr.com so you can check this all out. What's great is, you know, some of the girls will, like, cut words into their skin, like, fat. These girls really have no, like, understanding of how to properly respond to shit. Like, if you think you're fat, you know, put the potato chips down. Don't cut yourself. You know, what is carving into your skin going to do? Absolutely nothing. Someone else wrote the word fuck. I saved that image. Maybe that'll be today's album artwork. Classy. Stupid teenagers just want attention. And you can tell the ones that really want attention because they can't just post their picture. They've got to write a fucking book along with it. Like, one girl posted a bunch of her scars. Which, you know, they're not even good scars. There's just a few, like, wrist scars that are kind of faded or whatever. It kind of just looks like she's dirty, you know? And she adds, these scars, dot, 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 very dramatic. Every one of them come with a story. Every scar on my body comes from a story, whether it's a self-inflicted scar or a scar I got from falling off of a chair. Every scar comes with a story. Now here's mine. The first time I ever cut was when I was 13, right? That's always when it starts, 13. I hate my parents. I could tell you why I cut, but then I'd have to kill you. Haha. However, I can tell you how I felt. I felt like I was in a tunnel, a pitch black tunnel with no ending. Well, then stop cutting yourself. You know what I mean? Like, if it doesn't make you feel good, then stop. That's, you know, if you're depressed or you hate yourself, turn to drugs or something. That's what normal people do. All right, here's another person. I hurt myself on the outside to kill what's on the inside. Get that embroidered on a pillow or something. Very nice. All right, I can never get my cuts to bleed. I want them to really bleed. I want to watch the blood pour out. All I can ever do is scratch and cut a little. She can't even cut herself right. You're such a failure. All right, all I can ever do is scratch and cut a little. When I cut, it's never enough to make it bleed. When it doesn't, I feel like a disappointment. I just want it to bleed. I'm going to miss this blog if it goes away. And I just discovered it, thanks to a listener. All right, someone else posted a photo of herself getting out of the shower. She's wrapped in a towel, and the towel is, like, creeping up on the thigh so you can see all her cuts. And she says, "Fresh out of the shower, so tell me why I still feel so dirty." And here's a picture of a girl who just wrote, or carved, I guess, the words "ugly bitch" into each of her her ass cheeks. Very nice. Ugly on one cheek, bitch on the other. That's some album artwork for you. So I'll have album artwork for the next year. And then this great post. A lot of people have been privately asking me this question, so I'm going to post the answer here for everyone to see. The question is, where can I find or buy razor blades? Just about every fucking store in America sells razor blades. I don't know if they mean like Gillette's or something. Let's read on. You can buy... Oh, my answer is you can buy them at hardware stores like Ace Hardware. So these are like heavy-duty razors. Do some fucking damage. Or OSH Hardware. You can usually get them at drugstores like Walgreens or CVS. Department stores like Walmart, Target, and Costco should have them also. I'm not sure where you live, but you can get boxes of 100 for like $10 or less on Amazon. I strongly recommend... Yes. I want to hear recommendations from a cutter. The American Safety Razor 650506 Single Edge Razor Blade Dispenser with Steel Black Blades 100 Pack. It's cutter approved. Ting. It's what I use now. For only a couple more dollars, it comes with this useful dispenser. Why not just get like a, you know, Mach 3 or shit Quattro or something? You get four cuts in one swipe. Just speeds things right up. You can get on with your busy day of feeling bad for yourself and eating your feelings. I'm so fat. All right, where's Cassie Hope at? She's a cutter. Or Rain, or whatever character that was. For only a couple dollars more, it comes with this useful dispenser that's easy to hide or carry in a purse or backpack without them spilling or cutting other shit up. Plus, they stay sanitary. Sanitary pad? Yes, a sanitary pad. And there's a slot to put them when you're done with each one so you don't just throw them in the street or something. I'm not promoting cutting here, but if you do cut, please use sanitary and safe tools. Practice safe cutting. Thank you. So again, that's yourscarsandstripes.tumblr.com. I'll put a link on distortedview.com. By the way, speaking of distortedview.com, tens of people have signed up. It's quite a successful launch at the new website where you can join groups, post videos, share stuff with other freaks, and, you know, friend them and all that crap. Now, listen, well, there's actually, what, almost 100 people signed up now, and I just started it, and it's slow going because you guys have to post shit. I'm posting all sorts of crap. Good shit. Holy crap. If you go to Disturb, I was up last night looking for good stuff for you guys, stuff that I couldn't really feature on the show. I found, I think it's a black woman based on her nails. It's a woman, you just see her hands and her long ghetto nails, and she's fun, like she's got a bunch of peanut butter in her hands, and moldy peanut butter, and she's just squishing it. I think it's like it's for a website that caters to hand fetishists or something. I think, I don't know, because you know, like there's a crushing fetish. Guys love women's feet, like stepping on. Remember, there I played clips from Ground Beef Bitches a long time ago, where a woman's just like stepping on ground beef for 2 hours. And so I think there's also a fetish where guys are just fascinated with women's hands as they like crunch and get messy and stuff. I don't understand it, but I posted that up there along with a bunch of other clips. As a matter of fact, a listener sent in. Actually, they posted it in one of our groups. The group, by the way, is called. Someone set this up. Tim has a child's attention span. Stuff you keep submitting to Tim, but in his infinite wisdom, does not air. And I don't remember getting this clip. See, this is I miss a lot of emails and shit like this, so this is a great place to post your videos. Here's Anna Nicole Smith. Apparently in the 90s, she starred in the blockbuster Skyscraper. Never heard of it? I wonder why. At any rate, here are some outtakes from Skyscraper. I think you'll see rather quickly why Anna Nicole Smith really hasn't been in any movie since. Take a listen.
Action. Van Nuys Tower, this is One Rocket Charlie.
Van Nuys Tower, this is Rocket One Charlie.
No, wrong. She can't even memorize any of her lines. They just feed her a line to say.
I'm heading eastbound, leaving your airspace.
I'm heading eastbound.
Leading your hair space.
Leading your hair space.
Leading your hair space. That's right, Anna.
I'm headed eastbound, leaving your airspace.
I'm heading eastbound, leading your hair...
Okay, let's keep going. All right.
Just shut the fuck up and let me think. Shit. How about your phone? Shit.
Like... This is worse than porno acting.
How about your phone? Shit. How about your phone? Can we call out?
Oh, she added a little there. Improvising.
Well, I'm gonna go try and find some kind of way out of here. You stay here and look for the... Well, why you work on this?
Jesus Christ.
Why you work on getting... Do what you can. I got... I'll try. Will you work on getting to the police, and I'm going to see if there's a way out. Will you work on going to the police? I'm going to see if there's a way out of here.
All right, I'm on it.
I see it. There's a way out of here.
Hey.
Hi.
Be careful out there, okay?
Well, I'm out of here. Well, I'm out of here. Look. I can't just stay here. I'm gonna go look for a way out.
Van Nuys Tower, this is One Rocket Charlie.
Oh boy.
Say it again.
Van Nuys Tower.
Very nice tower.
Very nice tower. God, she was a moron.
This is One Rocket Charlie.
I gotta go check on the hostages.
Yeah. Could you imagine if you were a hostage in Anna Nicole? You see Anna Nicole Smith. She's the one that's gonna save you.
Stay here.
Rocket One Charlie. Very nice hair. What?
What could be more important than what we just fixing to finish?
Fixing to finish. Oh, it's a sex scene.
What could be more important than finishing what we started? What could be so important than finishing what we started? Fed up with this shit. Damn it, Gordy! I'm tired of this shit! Wow. Because you wouldn't listen, and this building is being taken over by terrorists, and all our lives are in danger.
Terrorists? You're crazy, lady.
Oh, yeah? Well, what's this?
When are we gonna have time for a kid? I mean, you work days, I work nights.
No.
Screw you. When are we going to have time for a kid? I mean, you work days, I work nights.
Look, I told you I'd take off for a year. You're the one making up all the excuses.
I told you.
Oh, shit. Cut it out. Do I look like a killer to you? Look.
You get the idea.
There's some people following me, trying to kill us. Do you guys have a place we can hide?
Like, I know exactly what happened here. This probably came about because of her Playboy spread, right? Looking very hot. That was the height of her popularity. We need to get her in the pictures, in the motion pictures, in the talkies. And then it went downhill quickly. They realized she's a drug addict. with no talent. Big tits and a vagina will only take you so far. All right, moving on now. By the way, there's like 3 more minutes of just awful acting and outtakes. If you want to check it out, sign up for the group at distortiveview.com. Tim has a child's attention span. By the way, I told you this yesterday. I knew this was going to be a problem. I give you guys a little bit of freedom, and you go apeshit. You know, you guys can set up your own groups, and already we're getting groups like TNB, typical nigger behavior. Now, look, it's okay that we say that word, because people understand the context during the show, but if you're a new listener or just someone wandering into the site and you see that there's a whole section of the website labeled typical nigger behavior, you're going to think it's like some sort of racist website. I wander into niggermania.com. So I think I'm going to change that to just TNB. So, you know, I'm not trying to censor you guys, but I just, you know, I need to make sure that people understand that I'm not a monster. I mean, I am. I just don't want people to realize that. You know, I want to ease them into it. All right, here we go. I got a news blooper here for you.
I'll toss it back to you guys. And Aaron, again, congratulations on your big Hooters. Hooters win.
You said what?
Wow, that was a slip of the tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Hooters who won.
YouTube.
Yeah, that's good. Anyways, that'll be on YouTube one time. Anyways, back to you. Before I say anything else, I'll just close my mouth.
Probably a good idea there. Finally, before we get into the news, I don't know what's going on with our public transportation system, but it appears that a lot of people are going insane on the train. It's weird. It really does seem like every week I am playing clips of crazy homeless people or racist people on the train. I've got a new one here for you. I don't know what's wrong with this broad. Insane in the membrane. Insane on the train. All right, let's play it.
Because you're a cunt. And I'm a great white cunt. The biggest cunt is a cunt of them all.
Seriously?
And I'm the wisest cunt.
People like you.
I know you are. A cunt.
She's just straight up crazy.
But you don't know. I don't know. Whether you're Afro-Bian, Caribbean.
Honey, I just explained to you who the fuck I am.
Who are you?
I am fucking English, right?
He's English. He's American.
What the hell is going on in England? There's so much racism.
In English, right? And I said that
you got
love. You know I do. I have my breakfast and I fucking
wiggle and swing. Oh my god. She's a big fat white woman, and she was trying to hold on to both poles on either side of her body. Like, she's using both of her hands to grab onto poles and then lift herself up and kick this guy, but she fell down because she's a fat mess. I'm going to have to post this on distortedview.com so you can see it.
Oh my God. Sit the fuck down. Yeah. Sit the fuck down.
Watch your space.
Oh my
God.
She's slapping him.
Oh my God. Whoa.
It's getting physical. He's slapping her back.
Drive this bus.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Did he push it? I think he pushed her out of the train, out of the door. You know, she punched him first, right? So there you go, a little bit of racism in England. What's new, right? And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yeah, as always, lots of stuff to talk about here. First up, if you're not a member of the Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. SuperFreakSideshow.com. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video casts. Tomorrow, I will be doing an exclusive program just for paying members. So if you want to hear it, sign up right now, SuperFreakSideshow.com. Also, got a video cast on deck, and you can listen to all of the exclusive shows I did. First week of December, we did all exclusive shows, and then last week there was a bunch of fuck-ups because of the website. So paying members got to hear a bunch of stuff, you know, that I couldn't post on the normal feed because the website was down. So, you know, just more bonus shit for Sideshow members. Also, I got to mention this, and I don't want to annoy you talking about Adam and Eve, but it is close to Christmas, so I thought I'd mention again, use coupon code FREAK at checkout over there at adamandeve.com. You can grab an item, whatever you want. Pick something you like. Use coupon code FREAK, F-R-E-A-K. You'll get that item for 50% off, plus free shipping, 3 free adult DVDs, and a mystery gift. gift, you know, a dildo or something to your wife, girlfriend, or whatever. Guys love male masturbators, blow-up dolls, all that type of shit. All right. Oh, they've also got lingerie, so you can dress sexy for your husband or boyfriend. Come on. You girls, you know, you really should just start fucking your man a little more often. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, there are some fucking freaks in India. You know, there's the tree man. Isn't he in India, the guy who is, like, growing tree limbs and shit like that? He has some sort of condition. And then the bubble wrap man, I think, is from India. Take a listen to this. Ratnagiri businessman Murad Mula, or something, 48, who has lost his sleep, appetite, sexual life, and ability to work, has landed up at the state-run St. George Hospital with the hope of leading a normal life again. He spent the past 7 years chasing doctors and undergoing 6 surgeries to fix a not-so-unusual problem of urine retention. Mula suffers from an odd condition where he passes pubic hair every time he urinates. What? He's pissing hair! The constant itching inside of his private parts, the pain and the restlessness have... Oh my god, yeah, the hair scratching his urethra. All right, yes, the constant itching... He's pissing out hair! Hair! The constant itching inside his private parts, the pain and restlessness have driven him to a point where he moves around with sleeping pills. The pills give me strength in a way. Every time the pain becomes unbearable, I feel I have something to end it all, says Mula. Once a well-to-do businessman married with three children, Mula now survives on loans and goes to bed on an empty stomach. He's afraid to drink anything. He's already lodged complaints of negligence. Why doesn't he just fucking drink Nair? Or get a cotton swab, or just, you know, pour Nair into his dick hole. I guess that really wouldn't work. Because, you know, Nair just makes the hair fall out. Unless, like, hair is growing inside of his, you know, penis. But I think he just has loose hair. Where's the hair coming from? What's going on down there? This can't be real. This story comes from the Times of India, which I think is a respected newspaper. The one responsible for his current condition, Mula alleges, is the urosurgeons from Pune, who used a procedure that some doctors consider outdated. The doctor, while performing urethroplasty, an open surgical procedure to treat narrowing of the urethra, used a patch of skin from his scrotum. Oh. While medical literature says that certain portions of scrotum have no hair growth, Mula's case turned to be quite the opposite. Oh, I see what happened there. Soon after, Mula started experiencing severe itching in his private parts. This is when, to my horror, I found out that pubic hair had started growing inside of my body. So yes, Nair should be an option. I was right. The doctor, he said, did not find anything amiss. He injected chemicals inside my body through the penis, saying it would take care of the problem. Probably Nair. But these were all temporary solutions. Just laser that hair away. Just stick a laser beam in your cock hole and just burn the shit out of that hair. The constant itching began to give him sleepless nights. He started approaching other specialists who wanted to know why the surgeon could not perform the surgery using, oh god, buccal mucosa, skin from mouth. Ugh. Mula had to go back to the urosurgeon, who this time used skin from his mouth. Never once did the doctor regret his decision. I was charged for the second surgery, too. So is he still suffering from that? I don't know. The surgeon could not treat his urine problem because of a 6-millimeter stone. Oh, Jesus, God. According to him, in the course of his treatment, he also damaged his urethra. The urosurgeon had to operate on him to correct the damage. This guy's just penis is wrecked. Just give it up. I bet you this guy's having a hard time getting laid, too. Like, your penis coughs up hairballs. That's disgusting. All right, second story we have for you today. This one comes from Newark, New Jersey. I'm sorry, I'm looking at the picture here. Yes, Kaja Rivera advertised her beauty services at bars and stores in East Orange, passing out her business card that promised silicone enhancements day or night from the convenience of her home. Red flag, red flag! It's never a good idea to get plastic surgery in someone's house. That's something you should have learned from Distorted View early on. In early May, having heard about Rivera from a friend, Justin Street made an appointment with a 34-year-old woman at her Glenwood Avenue home for a penis enlargement. Red flag, red flag. He talked to me about it, but I didn't think he would do anything like that, said the father. I don't think he knew what he was doing. Well, on May 6th, one day after receiving the injection, the 22-year-old security guard and father of two young boys was dead of a silicone embolism. The injection shot directly into Street's bloodstream, spread the silicone through his body, and shut down his organs. Ta-da! Not to worry about a big dick then. When you're dead, the death was ruled a homicide, and after a month-long investigation, Rivera was arrested last week. In Superior Court in Newark Tuesday, Rivera pleaded not guilty to reckless manslaughter. It's going to be a hard one to win. An unauthorized practice of medicine. Clad in a black sweater over a red blouse, sexy, Rivera stood sullen but calm as her attorney conferred with the judge. Investigators are trying to determine whether Rivera administered silicone injections to anyone else. Authorities say women are the most frequent recipients in these types of cases, usually seeking enhancements to their lips, breasts, or buttocks. Oh, yes, we've read many stories about, you know, women injecting their ass with WD-40 and cement or something. Complications can arise from a large quantity being injected, or if the material is industrial grade, counterfeit, or compromised, experts say. Investigators are trying to determine the exact type of liquid silicone that was used and from where it was purchased. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from Minneapolis, I think. Somewhere near the Twin Cities. A former inmate who lost his skin, and suffered severe eye damage from an adverse drug reaction is suing the state prison system's healthcare provider in federal court in Minneapolis for medical negligence and denial of care. Teddy Korf. Sounds like, you know, you're puking up something. Teddy Korf, 49, of Pine City, has already received $275,000 from the State Department of Corrections in a settlement over injuries he sustained while in prison at the St. Cloud Correctional Facility. On Monday, U.S. District Judge Ann Montgomery directed Korf's attorney and counsel for the medical provider, Corazin, to hold a settlement conference soon with U.S. Magistrate Judge Franklin Noel. Korf wound up on a ventilator and spent 30 days in the burn unit, where his outer layer of skin became charred. Oh, and there's lighter fluid in this medication? What the fuck did they give him? I'm curious about this. All right, Korf, who was released from prison in 2009, eventually underwent a stem cell transplant and two cornea transplants in an attempt to save his eyesight. All three procedures have failed. In a statement Tuesday, Department of Corrections officials said prison medical staff treated Korf appropriately and that the department settled the case only to save taxpayer money. The DOC healthcare system was able to diagnose this rare condition when it afflicted Teddy Korf, said Assistant Commissioner David Christ. Prison authorities acted appropriately and provided the best treatment available. But, there's a big but here, department records and medical documents show that prison medical staff did not identify Korf's ailment when he was rushed from his cell. If you're wondering about the drug he was prescribed, it was Tegretol, a drug commonly used to treat bipolar disorder, epilepsy, and nerve pain. Korf was prescribed the drug even though he had no psychiatric history except for depression due to prior drug use. The drug's side effect included the life-threatening Stevens-Johnson syndrome, which causes the blistering of the skin. About 2 weeks after being prescribed the drug, Korf started to complain about shortness of breath, fever, rash, and itchy, reddened eyes. Over a three-day period, his condition continued to worsen. He was first given Tylenol by the medical staff and then Benadryl. On the day before he was hospitalized, prison staff documented that Korf was yelling so loudly in distress that he could be heard by guards posted far from his cell. He complained about shortness of breath and asked to be taken to the hospital. Korf told medical staff, "You guys are just making it worse," according to progress notes logged into his prison medical file. So there you go. Be careful of the drugs you take, freaks. It could just melt your face off. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Wednesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. I'm sorry if I'm asking a lot of you guys. I know, like, between signing up for the new distortedview.com thing, friending me on Facebook is important, following me on Twitter, and then signing up for the sideshow. I know, it's a lot of work. But, you know, if you're online just dicking around, it's not that big of a deal, right? Plus, there's cool stuff, and, you know. Oh, one more thing. if you're on the iTunes, don't forget to rate us and review us and all that good shit as well. Very important. You know, we're in the right now. We're in the top comedy podcast section, or featured, or what's hot, or I don't know what the hell it's called. But yeah, you know, help us continue that momentum, because a lot of people discover DB that way. All right, a couple voicemails here. We won't do a lot today because we're running late.
Hey Tim, I gotta say, the 8:29 show with Ghost. That's one of the funniest shit I've ever heard.
Ah, I need to play. Well, thank you. You're a bit behind on the program, but that's okay. Yeah, I haven't played Ghost recently. I also want to play Tosser Tim. I think Tosser Tim has been doing some new videos as well. Strip Club DJ last week was trying to get Tosser Tim to say Timmy Boo, but Tosser Tim is straight, right? So Strip Club DJ came up with the idea of having him jerk off to someone named Tammy Boo. A black woman. So he gave Tosser Tim a picture of a black woman saying, "Hey, this is my girlfriend Tammy Boo. If you could, you know, if you could jerk off to her, that'd be great." And there are photos on X Hamster. I guess I should post that. Maybe on the NSFW group on distortedview.com. I'll post a link to Tosser Tim's picture of you know, jerking off to Tammy Boo. But there's no video or audio yet of that, unfortunately.
Hey, Tim, Bert Bratt here. I'm just calling regarding all the tattoo ideas for the Distorted View of promotion. And
yeah, I really am. That's the one thing that I really suck at. Well, believe me, there are a lot of things I really suck at. Make a gay joke here. No, I can't promote the show. I don't know how to. I'm not very good at marketing. And there are some guys who are just really good at it. You know, I think Patrick from Nobody Likes Onions does an amazing job getting the word out and doing stuff. And, you know, Keith and the girl and Don and Drew and all those people, they have meetups and they promote and send out stickers. I don't know how to do any of that shit. I'm just very bad at it. Probably because I'm so fucking socially awkward. I just never got around to learning how to, you know, promote. I hate talking about myself too, but then I get angry when people don't talk about me and recognize my brilliance. Like when I'm out with a group of people or something, I hate to talk about Distorted View. I want other people to do it for me, like other people I'm with, to say, "Oh, Tim is great. He's got a show that's very popular." But I don't want to say it.
You think you should give an actual practice actually worth something to people who do get a tattoo?
Oh, yeah.
My question is, if you just have the DB tranny, that's cool and everything, but it's not actually going to get you any new listeners. Probably not. They'll be like, "Oh, that guy has a weird tattoo."
That's true.
What you should do...
Have someone tattoo distortedview.com across their forehead?
It's required that everyone put small letters under V, distortedview.com, and then give them an Xbox or something. Now, I'm not retarded, so I'm not going to do this, but that is a good idea.
I hate listeners with, you know, a good sense, good head on their shoulders.
For you to actually get your, you know, get something for your money out of it.
I agree.
People going to the website, it's like, "Oh, look at that crazy tattoo that has a website under it." Otherwise, it's going to be like, "Oh, that guy has a weird tattoo of a tranny." And that's not
true.
Gonna get you any good.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, part of me wants to do that, but, you know, fucking, you know, other podcasts that have people tattoo themselves, they don't get anything out of it, right? Why do I have to pay you guys to do this shit? You should be devoted. You guys are not devoted enough to me.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean here.
I need to get a book on how to become a good cult leader. Are there books like that? If not, you know, that someone should really write that, because I feel like if I could just get people to do whatever I say, I'd be much happier.
Calling to wish you a Merry Christmas and
that's another
a Happy New Year.
God damn, this is so weird. I mean, the volume on each one of these calls are different. So this guy was blowing me out. That's another request. A lot of people have been requesting Gordon Thomas, which I played earlier. But, you know, we'll do that one again, too, I guess. I love that song.
Hey, Tim, Tone Deaf Sean.
No, listen to that.
I
can barely hear
it. I'm just calling because I want to let all the freeloaders know.
It's the real Tone
Deaf
Sean.
What a great, great week we had of Sideshow exclusive shows last week.
It was fun.
I want to let them know that it's...
This was the real official exclusive Sideshow week, the first week of December.
I missed out on a fucking awesome time.
Yes. You know, I really think I didn't get too much feedback on my my Monster Holiday song, but I really think it's brilliant. Now, look, I'm not a great singer, so if anyone is a good singer out there, maybe you could take those lyrics and, you know, do something with it. I'd really, really like to hear that.
City. Love the show.
I was talking about, for those of you who don't know, I was talking about how, you know, I played Monster Holiday on the show, which is just like Monster Mash, except it's for the holiday season. And it really got me thinking about how sad that dude's life was. Like, he came up with a Monster Mash, and then he really had nothing. Because, you know, Monster Holiday doesn't really make sense, you know, as a premise. You know, you can make anything into a monster song, and so I created Monster Gangbang, and I added some lyrics, and I thought it was brilliant, but yeah. Okay, go on, caller. I'm sorry.
Timmy, love the show.
Thank you.
Whatever happened to getting the show out early for the paid?
Yeah, listen, I told you this when I said, look, we're going to start doing the show early, and I knew it at that point. I said, look, this will probably last a couple weeks, or I'll fuck up and start doing the show late. And I just got into the... Everything just went to shit the last few weeks, and I definitely plan on getting back on track. Don't get me wrong. So I think starting, next week maybe, hopefully, we'll get back on track there. Sometime next week, we'll get back on track. It's just, it's just hard. Once I fuck up, it's hard to get back on track.
Hey, Timmy Boo. It's Gary the Gore Guile over in Sacramento calling again.
Okay. Hi, Gary.
It's been a couple months, so I don't think I've worn my welcome.
Psychic.
I wanted to tell you about this guy I knew when I was working at a bookstore. His name was Junior. He used to come in every so often, and he would really talk loudly, and he had a crush on, like, half the staff there. He was gay. He was also Filipino and some type of mental retarded.
Oh. And he's got a lot going for him. Filipino, gay, retarded. It's like my dream man.
I remember one time he...
obviously a bottom. I don't know many Filipinos that are tops. You know what I mean?
He came up to the cash registers where I was, and he was, like, shouting to me. Mm-hmm. And he was shouting a story, because he had no control of his, like, volume. He was shouting a story about how he went back to the Philippines, and him and his cousin fooled around. So...
Sexy time.
I've seen this guy a couple times since leaving the bookstore, which was like 5 years ago. But if I
need to give him my number. Somehow I need to get in contact with him. I'd love to interview him. I need to start interviewing retards, specifically like ethnic retards. I think that would be the funniest.
I'm going to try to get him to call you.
Oh, yes, exactly. That's exactly what I want. Thank you. Read my mind.
You go, Tim. You were playing the guy that's jobless. Day of his life. Listen, let me give advice to all the unemployed guys out there. Marry a really, really smart woman that makes over six figures a year. All right.
Easier said than done.
It's a really great life. I don't have to do a fucking thing.
I wish I could find someone who was just super wealthy and just thought I was great. Just thought I was the funniest thing ever and just said, you just sit in your room and you do your show. You spend 12 to 14 hours doing Distorted View. I'll take care of everything else. Basically, I just want to get laid, eat, and do my show. Is that so hard to ask? Oh, and I want lots of consumer electronics and video games and stuff. It's like, how can I find someone like that? So hard. By the way, I was, real quick before we get out of here, I did want to mention that cutting... I forgot to say this, is such a fucking first world problem. I don't think the phenomenon of cutters are anywhere else aside from the United States. Maybe the UK, too. But I don't think it happens in China or Africa or, like India or those places where they live in fucking shitholes. Primarily because the risk of infection is just simply too great over there. I mean, in India, you're basically walking around in shit all day. Could you imagine... Getting sewage in your arm cuts and shit, or like urine. And I understand, like, whenever I say this, people are like, "Urine's sterile, Tim. Urine is sterile. Right, fresh out of the faucet. Right out of your dick hole. It's sterile. But then, afterwards, it's not so sterile. When it's been, outside in the wilderness, that piss. So yeah, you got puddles of piss." Bugs and shit are in there, shitting in it. I don't know what happens in India. But I'm guessing there's a lot of flies and, little things flying around, piss puddles. I don't know why I had to end the show on that note. Why did I bring up cutting again? Just to say that it's a first world problem? Well, it is. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660. God is no God.
I'm heading eastbound, leading your hair space.
Spread the distortion. Very important to all your friends about the podcast. Rate us, review us on iTunes. Sign up for the Sideshow because tomorrow's program will be an exclusive one. If you're not paying members, sign up at least for distortiveview.com so you can watch and hear funny things. I'll be back on Friday to share some stupidity with everyone, non-paying members and paying members alike. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
She had two babies. One was 6 months, one was three. In the war of 44, every telephone ring, every heartbeat stayed. When she thought it was God calling her. Oh, when her son grew to know his father. I don't wanna wait for her life to be over. Be.
To say besides I love big black cocks in my mouth. I can't get enough of it. I'm cuckoo for big black uncircumcised smegma cocks. I love it. All right, is that enough?